Chapter 73. Celeste said, "I have a friend named Ricky, but everyone calls him Bottles. He's a bartender, and he could get us the alcohol for the reception at wholesale, and he knows somebody who can tend bar." "That sounds great," said Ron.
"There's a catch," said Celeste.
"He's my first husband's best friend." Ron grinned into the pillow. He told her some about Robin, and now he wanted to hear about Alex. "Tell me more about Alex." Celeste hesitated. Ron was surely one of the stranger people that she'd ever met. He wanted to know everything. She'd expected him to ask her to handle it, and he'd surprised her again. Alex was exciting. Life was one long, large party, and he changed the games often enough so that I was always interested.
"What do you mean?"
She could hear in Ron's voice that he was grinning into the pillow. "In our first apartment, we had a large room. It was in Kearney, and we had this great apartment, and instead of a living room, we had these board games set up everywhere. Friends were always there, and we moved from one board game to the other, and then we'd go out and play softball, or go to one or two or three of the bars, and come back and play the games until he passed out."
"Didn't that get boring?"
Celeste hesitated. Should she really tell him the truth? She did know what the truth was.
"No, it didn't get boring because he kept changing things, and he was so talented, and big-time people recognized his talent,
but he couldn't help submarining himself." Celeste found that she was breathing easy into the phone as she told him these things. She knew that whatever she said, he would not think any less of her. What a strange feeling that was. It was almost disconcerting, and she understood why women were attracted to Ron and then ran away from him. She understood in that instant that he would never stop. There would always be a probing and a searching and a next question, and maybe more questions than she was ready for.
"I think that you loved him," said Ron.
"I'm sure that I did."
"Did he love you?"
Now, that was a question she hadn't expected. She felt her heart beat a little faster.
"I think that he thought he did."
"Robin said that about me."
"What does it mean?"
Danger signs blinked in back of her eyes. What was he searching for now?
"It means that love has got to be more than just in your head and in your imagination."
Ron felt a jolt. He let it pass through him, and then he whispered,
"I know."
There was a silence, and while it wasn't comfortable, it was necessary. The quiet electric hum of the phone lines between them and the intimacy that it created flowed.
"I think that we can really love each other," he said finally.
The words washed through her stronger than a blow of cocaine, which she loved.